welcome to Who Would You Do with Robin and Josh.
Where the answer is never Robin or Josh.
We are here with our last episode of the year.
But we'll be back again next week.
That's right. But still, for 2012, finishing out our first end of year episode.
We decided that we would recap who we would do of the top celebrity scandals of 2012.
That's right. So all those cray-cray celebrities just misbehaving.
Just you know, thinking that the laws don't abide to them, and for the most part being right about that.
That's correct. Yeah, they're mostly right.
It's just really good to have $1 million.
But much more than a million. Or just notoriety.
Or notoriety, yeah. A lot of these people don't have $1 million anymore, probably. Maybe $1 million, but they just act like that's being poor.
Right.
Fucking celebrities acting better than everybody else just because they're better than everybody else.
So, you know, I was noticing that you have a pretty nice haircut, Josh.
Oh, thank you. It was not very easy to get this nice haircut. I had one of the most uncomfortable haircut experiences of my entire life.
What happened?
The other day. I went to get a haircut. I was going to like this party. I'm like, I want to look nice for this party. So I walk into the barbershop I always go to. The person who usually cuts my hair isn't there, but I just really want to get this haircut. So I'm like, oh, kind of. So I'm just like asking if I can get like a haircut from somebody else. It's like right. This Indian barbershop.
Okay.
Where they do like, you know, they do other things besides haircuts, like facials and manicures and like eyebrow threading.
Is it for girls?
I guess it's mainly girls that go there, but the woman cuts my hair. She does a fine job.
Okay.
You know, I don't have much hair to cut. You know, it's like I don't feel like I need to be out there spending lots of money on expensive haircuts because there just isn't a lot you can do with what I have.
Okay, so we... You
know, and this place is nice and cheap.
So you're there, and then what?
So I asked for a haircut, and this woman's like, oh, okay, sit down. And she's like, so eyebrow plucking? I'm like, no, I just want a haircut. And she gives this look of, like, dread and terror, like she doesn't actually know how to give a haircut.
What?
But doesn't say anything and just starts to go with, like, giving me a haircut. And she's like cutting my hair, and I'm starting to wonder, like, does this woman know how to give a haircut? I'm like, can you just like fade like a 2 to a 3? And she's like, oh, okay.
Oh my God.
I just cut my hair. She goes for a while and she's like, is that good? And I'm like, is that like a good length to do the rest? She's like, no, it's like that good on the side. And I'm just like, oh my God. And I'm just faced with this really incredibly awkward and uncomfortable
position.
That's such
bullshit that she's not willing to just, like, admit. She's no.
Where I just have to be like, I had to be like, I need somebody else here to cut my hair. I need, like, you to stop cutting my hair, and I need someone that knows what they're doing. And I didn't say it that meanly.
What did you say?
I was like, I'm sorry, but can somebody else please cut my hair?
What did she say?
She was like, oh, okay. And she went over and, like, this woman who was doing somebody else's hair, like, stopped doing their hair and came over and, like, corrected the mistake on mine. So it's a little bit shorter than I normally go, but it's fine because I actually think it looks good.
And you never got an answer to, like, she thought you were just there for eyebrows. She obviously thought you were there for eyebrows.
Well, yeah, when I sat down, she was like, eyebrow plucking? I'm like, no, haircut. And she was just like, oh, okay. But the second time in my life I ever didn't tip on a haircut.
Yeah, that's really fucked up. You can't just have some random person try to cut your hair.
And it's, like, upsetting because now I'm, like, I'm put in this position where I kind of don't want to go there again.
But you have your person.
But I have my person, and it's
Wait,
also,
so
like, the cheapest
Indian
haircut
there?
In the area.
Everyone's Indian?
Yeah, it's, like, in that little Indian shopping center.
Are
down
you
there.
Friends with your person?
She knows me.
So you can ask, her what's up?
Like, why
can you
why
be like,
this woman
what?
Come
like, can you, this is what happened to me. And, like, she can be like, oh, okay. Yeah, she's fired or something. Or,
well, I'm not trying to get anyone fired.
No, but, like, maybe she already has been let go. But or, like, I'm saying, can you get some answers from your normal lady?
I just think it was, like, a busy day. And they were like, you just, like, doesn't have much hair. Just you do it. And she's like, oh, okay.
Right.
Like, just like a fish out of water.
Here's
no
my second
idea.
Question. If she had been really good at faking confidence, would you have noticed? Like, was she also terrible at cutting hair? If she'd be
yeah,
like,
no,
oh,
no, my hair looked like a fucking disaster. I was like, it was like a very stressful situation of, I am not leaving here with my hair looking
like
this.
What did it look
this.
Like? What was terrible about it?
Just like, the sides were just like patchy and just like all over the place and
oh
just like was not blended. It was not even. It's not like the other woman came in like
How
2 seconds.
How long was she cutting your hair?
Not even that long.
The woman. She was taking. See, if I had to give a haircut, I would try to fake and like not cut any hair. I like have scissors and like do do do, and then like then nothing goes on the floor and be like, oh okay, this is a.
I don't think that would work either, Robin.
Well, I don't know. What would you do if you had to fake cutting someone's hair?
I'd act real fucking confident.
Right, that's number one.
And I would just do what I thought was right. I would like buzz like if I asked for what no, I asked
what's
for.
What's a girl's haircut?
Oh well, I would just be like, you're fucked.
That's what I'm saying.
I would just admit that I can't cut someone's hair. It's like,
right,
it's
right.
Like, it's,
yeah.
Like, it's like, Josh, it's like there's a bomb in a building. Like, Josh, defuse that bomb. Okay.
Right. I guess that's what it is, right? You just have to admit.
I'm gonna cut the red wire.
Yeah, you can't.
And then I'm going to go with the green one.
Yeah, you can't do a job you don't know how to do.
It's just like, yeah, just like he was not, clearly not trained for cutting hair. Probably did a fantastic job plucking eyebrows.
You should have just gotten that instead.
I was considering it when I first walked into the place. but after the whole haircut debacle, I just wanted to get out of there.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
But ultimately,
worked
not,
out
not,
good.
Not a bad haircut.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It got fixed. That's really scary, though.
It's a very awkward, uncomfortable situation.
Yeah.
So to our listeners out there that I've already told that story to, there you go. You had to listen to it again. all right. So let's get into this. I'm actually really excited about this episode. There's a lot of people to talk about. We might not get through all of them.
Yeah.
But
so many scandals.
So many scandals. It's fun because these are like the real fun people to talk about. I guess we're also getting back to like some real people again.
Yeah.
I feel like we haven't done real people in a little while.
Yeah.
You know, and it's always fun to talk about real people because we know their real life history, not just their assumed one.
Right. Okay, so
let's kick it off. I'm going to kick it off. Interesting celebrity scandal this year. The Robert Pattinson, Kristen Stewart cheating scenario.
Right.
What is she doing? I mean, A, he's so much better than her, mm-hmm. so much bigger than her, so much more talented than her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, beauty is going to fade. Talent's going to live forever. But my big question is, I mean, obviously I'm going to ask you Robert Pattinson, yes or no. But my whole big question with Robert Pattinson is, like, why are you getting back with her? Why don't, like, there's plenty of girl, woman out there who
so
are
catch
probably
me up on
more
exactly
talented.
What happened, because I don't really okay. know.
Robert Pattinson and Kristen Stewart have been dating for a while.
Right, because of those
I think
movies.
They're like, I'm not sure if they're, like, engaged or whatever, but
no,
they're, like...
No, they're just dating.
They're just dating. And she goes out and cheats on him with some director of some horrible movie. Oh, God, I think it was, like, the Snow White and the Huntsman garbage.
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
Basically, she can only fuck who she's on set with.
Yeah, but, like A, the movie sucks. Like, who is this director? And I'm assuming that movie sucks, but come on, the movie sucks. And it's like you're dating one of like the biggest stars in Hollywood, one of the highest grossing actors of recent years, someone that acts in movies directed by great directors like David Cronenberg and other people, not No Name McGee, who directed Snow White and the Huntsman. And it's just like, what are you doing? Why are you being a stupid girl? I can even almost understand if you're being a stupid girl with someone worth being a stupid girl over.
Right.
But more so than I'm confused as to why she would do that, I'm confused as to why he would take her back.
So really, now they're back together?
Yeah. Like, he doesn't need her. Come on. Everyone and their mother would be with Robert Pattinson right now.
Maybe that's not appealing. Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, they grew up on set together, right? Like, they're pretty young when they started those movies.
I guess so. It's just
and
like...
So you have this warped... It's like your high school love. Because you just can't really get, like, a clear head about them.
Well, just date someone else a little bit and see how you like that. I mean, date Halle Berry. Well, don't date Halle Berry. We'll get to Halle Berry. but Robert Pattinson.
I mean, yeah. He seems... he's really good looking. And he seems also smart. Because he seems like he hates those movies.
Mm-hmm.
He's, like, constantly talking shit about them in interviews. So that's, like, pretty good, to be, like, self-aware and the star of movies and to hate them.
But do self-esteem problems, is a blatant self-esteem problems bother you at all, or is that... Is
I feel
that,
like that's got to be a positive,
that's
right?
A positive.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's getting back with Kristen Stewart makes you think maybe I can hold on to him.
Oh, right, exactly. If I had him at all, it seems like it's realistic, right? She's not that pretty.
She's all right.
She's all right. I'm all right. See?
I mean, like, would I do her? Yes. Would I date her? Yeah, I do that too. but I would do it with a watchful eye.
It's not like, okay, if she wasn't a celebrity and you met her and you started dating her, you wouldn't be like, I'm dating the hottest girl in the world. Like, let me...
I'd be like, I'm doing pretty good.
It'd be like, yeah, like, oh, she's cute, whatever. She's
got my girlfriend on Facebook. Yeah,
she's got brown hair.
She's cute.
Yeah. Like, so yeah, she's not super exciting.
No, not at all.
But yeah, definitely Robert.
And
he's super cute.
Eddie, Chris, and Patterson. So we're just going to keep running through this list because we've got a lot to get through. Next on the list, another big, this one's an actual big breakup.
Yeah.
Real exciting breakup. And it's funny because I think I know what your answer is, but I'm going to somewhat disagree with your answer on this.
Okay.
But we'll see. We're, Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes.
Okay. And so you're going to guess that I'm going to say no, and you're going to be thinking that's wrong for some reason.
Well, you're going to say no, right?
Yeah, but he's also, remember, he's like 4 feet tall.
He's short.
He's extremely short.
But you're talking about, like, the Monopoly guy. You give me in the past a scenario of how, like, you could be with a short guy if he's, like, the Monopoly guy. But Tom Cruise, like, maybe short and subtle.
But what about the religion?
He's like fucking Napoleon. He's like the Napoleon of movie stars.
But what about the religion stuff, though?
Doesn't seem to... We're talking about having sex with Tom Cruise. One of the biggest stars in the world. The guy is...
Do you think he has a penis that works?
I think Tom Cruise's penis works. Maybe.
Where did the gay rumors come from?
From, all the guys he's had sex with.
Because, like, that's something that, like, I wasn't really aware of as a child, and then I just had to pick it up slowly over time that people thought he was gay. Look,
back when I used to do drama in high school, everyone called me gay, too. It just comes with doing acting.
So you don't think he's gay?
Do I think he's gay? I just don't really care.
I mean, where did that rumor come from?
It came from probably him being gay. I don't know, or just people making up. Dude, like I read the other day. I'm walking through the grocery store, and actually, this will be another celebrity scandal, but this is not the scandal for him. I was reading this thing that John Travolta is linked to like 8 Scientology deaths. It's like, come on, like what's John Travolta think when he walks into the grocery store and National Enquirer's there?
Right.
If this John Travolta linked to 8 Scientology deaths,
it's really hard because some of the stuff is like true. Like, it's so annoying. Like, they predicted Kate Middleton be pregnant, like, 10,000 every month since she got married. They was like, oh, she's pregnant. Well, now she is pregnant. And, like, there's just...
I know, I had to retweet my Kate Middleton pregnant tweet, like, 3 times to get it right.
Right? Yeah. There's so many, like, scandals that are completely fake, and then there are some that are just completely... that end up being true. They're very surprising.
I wouldn't be shocked if Tom Cruise was gay. I could totally see it. It could make sense. I can understand how he wouldn't want it to get out because he's this big action star. It's like
he definitely seems crazy,
but he's super. But he's awesome. Like I would love to fucking hang out with Tom Cruise. Would love to hang out with him. He just seems like someone who you'd hang out with them and he'd make you feel like he's like your best friend in that time that you guys are hanging out.
Yeah.
And you'd be like riding jet skis and like hang glide and doing all this awesome macho action stuff. And then you'd leave, and later you'd run into him, and he'd pretend like he still knew who you were, but...
Right. Yeah. He's a
totally fake, weird dude who, I don't even think it's a matter of gay or straight for Tom Cruise anymore.
It's just weird.
The dude just lives on another plane of existence.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like people like Tom Cruise and Michael Jackson... Like, just live in a different universe.
It's been too many decades since they remembered what being a real
person
was like. He was
basically a child star.
What did he start acting
He was in? Very young when he was in Risky Business.
Oh, yeah, okay. Not like a baby child.
No. But he was very young.
A young adult.
Mm-hmm, he was an athlete back in the day.
I mean, the thing with Tom Cruise is, like, I would also love to, like, hang out with him or go to, like, a party at his house. But if we're talking about me sleeping with him, that means that, like... There has to be some reason why it's just the two of us.
But you don't think if you're hanging out with Tom Cruise and he's taking you on all these like little fun adventures that you're going on with him, and you're at his like crazy ass mansion, and he's here's the thing, a lot of people like to say Tom Cruise is a bad actor. That is not true. Tom Cruise is an excellent actor. He adds ferocity and intensity to every role he plays. And if Tom Cruise, I feel like if he's like playing the role of I'm going to seduce Robin Higgins, he would just approach that with such ferociousness and intensity.
Does he ever seduce women in movies? That's why I can't imagine it.
I mean, have you seen Magnolia?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, he's like he plays like a pickup artist in Magnolia who's like teaching people how to break down women.
I mean, I'm not going to say that I'd definitely say no, but it's not like I'm like jumping to get that. It's not
you're not hopping into bed with Tom Cruise, but I mean, like,
I'm sure he could like, yeah, take me to like a magical cavern.
You just go to, you fly on his private jet. He flies you on his private jet,
right,
to his island,
right,
where he does the whole cocktail dance when he's making you drinks.
Yeah, sure. He could convince me.
I mean, does he not convince you that he's seducing these beautiful women in the movies he's in?
No.
You never have a problem with that.
To me, he's
that.
Just like, just he reminds me of like a Jack Russell Terrier, like a really yappy small dog. It's just yapping so ferociously, and you're like, yes, I see that you're yapping. Yes, you're good at calling down buildings and stealing stuff.
But like Jerry Maguire, would you have sex with Jerry Maguire, the character of Jerry Maguire?
I guess that's closer, but he's kind of a loser.
Is he a loser?
Yeah.
I think the whole point of Jerry Maguire is that he's trying to add morals to a world that's devoid of morals.
Yeah, but that kid is so annoying. That stupid little kid with glasses. But he's being such a good father.
Doesn't
see how annoying that kid is, which is like
he could take care of your child. You're annoying ass. You're going to have a real annoying child, Robin. And Tom Cruise would be happy to take care of him while you pursue your stand-up comedy career.
Jerry Maguire would be happy too.
And he's this big agent that can also help you out.
Now we're into Jerry Maguire. You had to abandon Tom Cruise because you want me to say yes so badly and you couldn't win with him. At the end of the day, he's a crazy Scientologist. So like,
right. And Katie Holmes, yeah, she's fucking hot. Answer. Okay. Moving on.
Okay. Moving on. Let me give you one. So, well, let's do another couple. So there's so many couples. What about Rihanna and Chris Brown?
Oh, man. Not without a condom, but definitely with one. I actually, someone asked me this question the other day.
Okay.
Of whether or not I would bang Rihanna without a condom.
Yeah.
And it's like, ah, man, what a difficult question to answer. Because it's like, she is really, really gorgeous.
And really damaged. You could probably make her do anything you wanted to.
But the problem is, like, she just, like, Chris Brown, she's dead.
And everyone else. There's a billion other people.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, yes, everyone else. But you also know she's had sex with Chris Brown without a condom.
Mm-hmm.
And you know Chris Brown has banged tons of skanks without a condom.
Mm-hmm.
And you just know that there's plenty of herpes and shit going on down there. There's got to be, right?
There has to be.
Just statistically, the likelihood of her not having herpes.
It's very,
probably very,
very
controlled herpes.
Oh, yeah. She's, like, got her Valtrex.
What's, like, the likelihood of catching herpes when you have some sex with someone who's under control?
And you do it once?
Mm-hmm.
Probably pretty low, but it's still there.
It's just, God, I don't want herpes. Oh, man, but it's like the likelihood, and she's probably taking care, and she says, it's going to be a situation where, like, if I have, like, any alcohol in me whatsoever, I'm going to, probably have herpes.
Right, right. But, I mean, you'll have that story about Rihanna. You just get a picture, make sure that, you know.
But then I start telling people this story about Rihanna, and they're all going to be like, so you have herpes now? But, God, she's so hot.
So would you get herpes to be
with Rihanna? She is so damaged. Like, what are you doing getting back with Chris Brown? There's just no excuse. I'm treading water here, but you basically deserve it if you're going back.
She's just so fucked up. She just, like, she's the worst, like, example of a woman. Like, I just wish that she was some other gender that wasn't female because she's such a bad example.
She's, like, probably just, I just have a feeling she's probably not that great a person on the inside either.
No. She's also not very bright. She ever heard her talk on, like, a late night show? It's, like, painful.
She's just, probably comes from a lot of insecurity. She's got a lot of insecurity, a lot of... It's very sad.
Yeah.
I feel like there's you know, just because you're rich and famous, you know, Jim Carrey had an interesting quote once that was really affecting to me. He goes, I wish everyone could be rich and famous so they could see that being rich and famous is really not so great.
Hmm.
Or just really not, it's not going to make you a happy person.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true.
You know?
Yeah.
It may make life easier in certain ways, but it's going to make life harder in other ways.
Right, right, right. It's just that the ways that everyone is consumed with right now of wanting their stuff to be easier seem like they'd be solved if they're rich and famous, but they don't predict the negatives that come with it.
The trick to happiness is to, like, achieve happiness, to find, surround yourself with good people who love you and have love in your life.
Right, right, right.
That's just not happening with Rihanna, but... but I could be happy for a real hot minute with her.
Let me ask you this question.
And then very stressed out for a very long time.
If you could have sex with any three women on the planet that you choose, so any celebrity or just anyone, but you would 100% get herpes, would you say yes? And just once with each of these women. Well, it's like ScarJo shows up to your house, she's down.
She's not on my list.
I'm just saying. And then she leaves. So you get three of those, but then after that, you're given herpes.
And I only get sex three times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like right now. It's like this point in my life. And I definitely have herpes after it.
You definitely have herpes after it.
It's like, you know, here comes the interesting... Here's the interesting dilemma in your question.
Okay.
Okay? It's like, no. I just don't want herpes. I want to, you know, meet a woman that I love that I'm not going to... Mm-hmm. Like, sleep with the hottest woman in the world around because I've already married to her. And I'm, like, not trying to have herpes and ruin, like, my chances of happiness with someone who would actually make me happy. But if that wasn't going to happen, if that's just not in the cards for me, it's just like I'm just destined to die a miserable spinster. And I could, like, bang... I'm throwing these names out there just because they are big bone. Like, if I just bang Kim Kardashian out, and I really don't even know who else.
Just Kim Kardashian. Just bang
her three times. very attractive woman. Very horrible, like, person I don't really want to have a conversation with or do anything with. But just really like to have sex with her.
Oh, my God. people like you who are fueling her career, people like
I understand that. It's like, it's
who
like
say, that, like, what is she doing? That's what she's doing. She's being fuckable.
She's being fuckable. But eventually I won't care about Kim Kardashian anymore. That's the problem with being Kim Kardashian is eventually.
Yeah, but she'll have all that money.
Yeah, but I don't care
and
about
possibly
her money.
Kanye. Unclear.
I don't care about the money. Kanye is cool. Like, but eventually I'm just not going to be that attracted to Kim Kardashian anymore. She's not going to be top of my list. I'm just not going to care. It's going to be some other stupid bimbo that I'm interested in. I'm gonna go no on your question.
Okay. That's fair. I was wondering.
I'm gonna say no.
Okay.
But we'd have to put me in that position. In reality, they'd have to be standing right there. Like, if all three of them were just lined
up
in front of me,
right.
My three top choices, who I'm having a tough time just like completely figuring out at the moment. I've got one of my choices, but
I don't know who I would pick. I might pick like my crush from kindergarten, just to be like, haha, did
just,
it.
Like someone you knew.
Oh, well, I could probably just do that now if I just go back.
Anyone I know? No, I don't think there's anyone I know either that would make that list.
Yeah, that's a tricky list.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian, she's very, like, a different type of looking girl, too. Like, that's part of what makes her interesting, is she's not just, like,
Let's stop talking about how great Kim Kardashian is.
How attractive she is. She's
so,
not
okay,
great.
Chris Brown, I would definitely not do,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, I was almost not even going
to
ask you.
Okay, so just to clear that up. Okay, so now let's move on.
What if he wasn't very violent?
Very violent?
What if he just wasn't violent?
I don't know. Maybe. Then he's, like, I guess cute enough. That's fine. But he's still interested in Rihanna. And like you said, I don't think that Chris Brown or Rihanna are good people, even if you remove violence from the situation. So they'd probably just still be terrible. They just wouldn't be hitting you.
Okay. All right. So there's those answers. Here's one that I'm real excited for. And I'm you don't like athletes. I can't imagine you like professional wrestlers. But one of my favorite sex scandals, or one of my favorite scandals of the year, is the Hulk Hogan sex tape scandal.
Ugh.
It's hilarious.
Absolutely not.
Did anyone even want to watch that?
No. Who wants to see that?
Hulk Hogan was like putting out lawsuits so people knew it existed.
Right. There should be like a list of celebrity sex tapes no one would want to see. Like the Kirstie Alley sex tape coming out now.
Kirstie Alley Hulk Hogan sex tape.
Oh.
What about like a young Hulk Hogan?
I mean, maybe. Is he like funny and nice?
You never seen any Hulk Hogan movies?
No.
Like Mr. Nanny or...
No.
Or... Hulk Hogan seems... funny and nice.
But he's kind of a mess, right? And he has all his kids that are fucked up.
His wife, like, destroyed him.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm going to avoid all age Hulk Hogan.
It's so funny. Because, like, he cheated on his wife a lot.
Okay.
He cheated on her a lot. But, like... And, you know, it's hard for me to, like, be a person that's up here. Because, you know, I believe in... I'm someone that believes in fidelity. But what did she expect? And I feel like she... Like, she connived the situation.
Why? Did she just... Was she also, like, a bimbo?
She's just a stupid, like... Yeah, like... So they got divorced. She basically took, like, all his money. like, pretty much everything. And then, like...
Because the most you can take is half, right?
No,
you
can't... She took, like, more than half.
Somehow. How do you take that? What happens?
I don't know. But she just, like, took everything. Took the house, took the cars. And, like, Hulk Hogan was talking about how just, like, one day he just saw this young dude leaving his house in his Escalade.
Oh, my God.
And he was, like... And he made this comment. He's like... So I'm not condoning it, but I can understand what OJ did.
Oh, my God.
And he obviously has not done it.
Right. She's still
around. But I could almost understand how Hulk Hogan feels when saying that.
Yes, that's... But, like... That's, like...
Who is she? What has she done? There's that Bill Burr bit about Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right.
Like... You know, Hulk Hogan is no Arnold Schwarzenegger, but this guy was, like, the greatest wrestler of all time.
Well, that's what I gotta say, is that, you know what? All you want is to be Charlie Sheen, then be Charlie Sheen. Don't get married. Don't sign a document saying you agree to that happening.
Why everyone loves Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter just, like, sleeps with everyone, is the man, and just doesn't get married.
Like, why?
George Clooney just, like, sleeps with everyone, is the man, doesn't get married.
These people are going to sleep with you. If one of them is, like, allowing you, tricking you, or whatever, into signing something saying you're going to give away all your money if you cheat on them, and then you have every intention and you do cheat on them forever, then, like, yes. Yes, this is what happens. You sign that piece of paper.
Yeah, it's... Women. Women and their powers.
Gymnastics. Yeah.
All right, well, moving on to the next one.
Okay.
On our list. Ooh, I'm excited for this one. I'm excited for this. This isn't really a twosome. I guess we could talk about, like, a girl in relation to this. But probably my favorite and most tweeted about scandal of the year, the John Travolta male masseuse handjob sex scandal.
John Travolta is just an upsetting person.
He's starting to have, like a little bit of a Michael Jackson look, too.
His face is just out of control.
Like, he looks like... You remember those, like, magnet boards? Like he, like, drew on the eyebrows and stuff. You can move the magnets.
No, it
and,
looks like...
And, like, it draws... John Travolta looks like one of those. Like, someone drew the magnet eyebrows onto his face.
No, it looks like a mini game in Mario Party where you're, like, Yoshi and you're, like... blowing up this balloon of Bowser, and it's okay at first, and then it gets more and more and more, and it looks completely deformed. It's like...
like younger John Travolta, like tall, was he good?
No, he's like one of my least favorite celebrities. I hate him. I hate him.
You hate all his movies? You're not into Grease, you're not into Saturday Night Fever, you're not into Pulp Fiction?
Pulp Fiction. But the fact that I like Pulp Fiction, despite it has John Travolta in it,
really
shows you how much I had
Pulp Fiction,
because I hate... He's like... maybe number one, if you just ask me cold, which guy celebrity do you hate the most? He'd be up
there. Which guy celebrity does not want to have sex with?
Do I just think is disgusting? I think his whole face from, like, even being young is just disgusting. He's not at all sexually attractive to me.
And oh my God, that video he made with Olivia Newton-John.
It's the worst.
It's only going viral because it's the worst thing ever. It's like, I'm mad at myself for watching it because it's so
bad. I don't
bad.
Understand how Grease... I mean, like, I'm not... Grease, the songs and the dancing were good. Like, I'll watch that movie.
Oh, I totally like Grease. I stand
so,
behind that
okay,
movie.
It's the same people. I don't believe that age is going to destroy everything about you, but yet that is, like, the worst.
It's pretty much the worst thing I've ever seen.
Like, you guys don't know what I'm talking
Holocaust
about.
I've seen Holocaust movies that were less depressing than that.
John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John made a Christmas album, and then they made a video to one of the songs.
Trust me, all our listeners know. Everyone
I hadn't
knows
heard
it.
About
You're the
it.
Only person that hadn't heard about
it. I'm not up on these celebrity scandals. I can't believe you like know all of them.
I go to work. I work a late shift. All I do all day is watch like our three channels of TV.
Oh, okay. There's TV at your job. It makes sense.
No, there's TV at our apartment, and they don't give me like things I want to watch. So I just have to watch TMZ. Uh-huh. Fill myself in on all these celebrity scandals. So let's take it to the royal family.
Okay.
Royal family's fun. Some fun celebrity scandals.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
We got Prince Harry and Kate Middleton both have nudie scandals.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Prince Harry... Now, okay, we talk a lot in this show where you try to convince me that, like, if someone whimmed me away, that they could sleep with me no matter what, and then I try to, like, argue against it. But I'm here to say that, like, if I was going to get whimmed away, I would love to be with Prince Harry. Like, just, like, have, like, a trashy, terrible, like, Vegas strip club other girls there weekend just to, like, be trashy with. I would love it to be Prince Harry. I don't know why. It's something about the royalty, I guess. Because maybe at the end of the day...
He looks like a guy you date. I'm looking at him right now, giving a thumbs up. Like, what's up, Robin? Right there in that picture. He looks like someone you date.
Like, that's just... It just seems like it'd be fun.
Now, can we talk about their scandal for a second?
What scandal? Where he showed his dick? Well, it's not really a scandal.
Yeah, well, he got... You know, there were some dick pics. And did those dick pics ever leak? You looked for them. You couldn't find them.
They were in some magazine. I saw definitely like nudie pics.
But they were they blurring out the dick pics in the magazine?
I think they're blurring out dicks themselves.
Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. Kate Middleton, so different situations. I think the Kate Middleton one was like a situation of somebody spying and taking pictures.
Yes.
It wasn't like Kate Middleton went to Vegas and was like all flashing people and got a picture taken. It was like in the privacy of her home. So while earlier, before the podcast, we were arguing about this and I was saying it was unfair that Kate Middleton's pictures were not released to the public. No, I actually think like there's, you know, that's just real like... stalkerish, like
it's,
no, you
yeah,
don't release
sad.
That.
Yeah,
but Prince Harry's being like not shown to the public. That's some bullshit.
He's
in America.
Super trashy.
You're in America, and you got pictures of your dick taken, and those in Vegas. Those pictures go on the internet. That's where they belong.
I'm sure they are on the internet. That's the thing.
That's where their home is.
The Kate Middleton ones, quote unquote, weren't shown, but I just Googled it. You just didn't look very hard. I saw Kate Middleton's boobs before this.
It's something I will look for.
Well, they're not very satisfying. They're really, really grainy.
I'm going to Google them right now. We're going to see how much dead air time it takes for me to find Kate Middleton's
naked chest and then to jerk off to them. So, is there anyone that wouldn't do Kate Middleton? She's, like, very, very attractive, right?
Kate Middleton is... Oh, she's so hot.
Yeah, I mean, that's, like... That's... You know who lives in the who-would-you-do land is Prince Charles. He gets to decide.
Oh, there are some, these look like... Not the most flattering pictures in the world.
No, they're not.
But she's definitely... I mean, see, now I feel like a bad person.
Well... Too bad. So anyway, yeah. Prince William? Prince Charles is the old one. Prince William, the one that just got married, he did have the who would you do situation. His life was who would you do. He could pick anyone, any woman would marry him.
Mm-hmm.
And Prince Harry to a large extent, Prince Harry really is more like a trashy celebrity.
Yeah, he's definitely gone more the Prince Charles route.
Yeah.
But, Prince William's much dorkier. Which of the two of them are you more attracted to?
Well, I don't know. Look, if I had to get married, then definitely the older one, because he seems responsible.
And because you become queen sooner.
Right. And this one's cuter, though, Harry.
Right. So just trashy sex, you're going with Harry.
Right. Although, I feel like even William will be nice to you. Like, Harry would, like, be doing coke in the middle of your sex. You'd be like, can't you just focus on me?
All right. Oh, that was fun. And let's go on to the next one. Okay. This is fun. We've discussed this celebrity many times. Not necessarily on the podcast, just in general. He's a very fun celebrity to talk about.
Okay.
Justin Bieber vomiting on stage this year.
Right, that's pretty
Not
good.
Not the biggest scandal in the world, but anything Justin Bieber does becomes news.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good.
How about... Now, did you hear about the two people that were, like, arrested for attempting to murder Justin Bieber?
No.
It's like one of them, like, I feel like they almost, like, don't deserve to be prosecuted. It was, like, these, like, three crazy people in the South.
Okay.
Met in prison. Decided they were going to kill Justin Bieber.
For unknown reasons.
Just for, like, whatever. Just
for,
like,
crazy town reasons.
Let's kill Justin Bieber. Never got within, like a thousand, like 100 miles of him. They're, like, arrested for plotting to kill Justin Bieber. and are back in prison.
That's pretty hilarious.
Stupid-ass criminals.
That also makes they were being so obvious. They were never within 100 miles, and they somehow got caught and sent to prison based off evidence. What were they doing? Like, just, like, going to diners and being like, so when we kill Justin.
Well, they haven't got a feel to be Justin Bieber to know that there's just random South people for no reason other than they're crazy want to murder you.
Gonna be upsetting.
What would you like to go? So Justin Bieber is gonna be like a Tom Cruise, Michael Jackson one day, right? There's no avoiding that for him.
That's best case scenario. Michael Jackson and Tom Cruise were still producing quality content when they're middle aged. We do not know if Justin Bieber will do that.
I'm not saying that, but he's very famous. He's so famous.
But also remember how famous Hannah Montana was, and like she's
not
much...
Justin Bieber famous.
She wasn't that famous, but she was still, like, you can...
Lindsay Lohan wasn't even Justin Bieber famous, and people still give a shit about her.
But the limelight will fade. It just hasn't yet. It's very annoying right now.
Look at Britney Spears. She's, like, getting paid, like, $10 million to be a judge on X Factor.
She'll always be rich, but think about how much less you care about Britney Spears than the peak of it.
Never cared about Britney Spears.
But I'm just saying, like, there will be a time when Justin Bieber is on the X Factor hosting and be happy to have it.
A couple of her music videos a few times back in the day. Back in the day when I was little and I didn't have access to porn. All right. Were there Britney Spears scandals this year?
I don't know. She's keeping it classy. She also seems like...
keeping it trashy.
She's keeping it... She's like borderline, like just barely can speak. Like I saw her on Late Night and it was just like... painful. Like, she seemed like she wasn't really aware what was going around and just, like, going on and just like kind of laughing inappropriate and like seeming really shy. It's like raising a like a veal cow and like, you brace it in its whole life and you just let it walk around. It's all wobbly. That's like what these celebrities are.
But Justin Bieber, would you do Justin Bieber? He's like of age where you can do him now.
But I'm really not into like 19-year-olds.
19-year-old Robin?
Yeah,
in a heartbeat.
He's really cute. Yeah, definitely. But at the same time, I'm really not into, like, if someone has all the attention, I'm not into that person. I'd much rather, like, look.
Because you want the attention.
No, but I don't want to be, like, someone to be, like, oh, I pick you out of the sea of, like, meaningless people. Like, I want to also be special, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's really unappealing to me. Like I wasn't into any of the NSYNC people, you know? I'm not into, like, I was never a boy band person.
Justin Timberlake, would you be like no to Justin
like
Timberlake
now
today?
Maybe be like, oh, we can meet and like maybe he'd be nice, but like in the peak of his height,
Justin,
when like
Timberlake's pretty cool dude. I think Justin Timberlake's a cooler dude than Justin Bieber.
Oh, definitely. But I'm saying in the peak of like the boy band stuff with him, I would have said no. I was not into it.
You would have said no. I just don't believe that Justin Timberlake, like, I can understand you saying no to Lance Bass or something, but Justin Timberlake coming at you. That dude's like a suave, cool motherfucker.
I guess maybe.
Just like thinking like okay, he's in NSYNC, whatever. It's like, come on, you date scientists. Like this dude who's like super rich, good looking, really awesome, really fun. Like I would love to hang out with Justin Bieber, and I could give two fucking shits about any boy band ever.
Right. Okay, here's what it is. Is that like if someone was aggressively hitting on me that was at that high status level where they could have anyone, I would just be like, what crazy game are you playing? Like, if there was something where I felt like we honestly had a connection and, like, over the course of many weeks hung out and I really believed we had this connection, then yes.
It's kind of like me whenever I watch movies where, like, there's someone really powerful and this beautiful woman starts seducing him, but she's a spy.
Right.
I was like, come on, she's obviously a spy.
Right.
If a woman like that ever talked to me, I'd be like, spy, you're trying to murder me.
Exactly.
I'm going to get raped. Like, what is happening?
You need my kidney. If there was a knock on the door and it was Giselle... And she was like, Josh, let's fuck right now.
I did a blow my brains out immediately, like, before
anything
horrible happened.
Yeah, something bad is happening. So, yeah, I guess, like, Justin Bieber, if I was of age, sure.
It's like I always turn to that line and Always Famous, something that's always really affected me
what
personally.
Was it?
You like that movie?
That's fine.
There's a line where Philip Seymour Hoffman's talking to the main character, and he's like, look, you're going to go out with these people, and they're going to make you feel like you're one of them.
Yeah.
But you're not one of them.
Yeah.
You're not cool. I've met you, and I know you're not cool. You and me, we're not cool people, and we'll never be cool people. And it's like, you know, I understand that.
I understand like, that, too.
I think I'm pretty cool, but I get it.
Yeah.
I'm just not, like, I will never just be that.
No. I'm cool for my little world that I've surrounded for myself.
I mean, I'm the coolest person in the world, but that's just in my head. All right. I'll never be as cool as Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber is not cool. Let's get that straight.
Ooh, another one of my favorite celebrity scandals this year, Robin. And another question for you. A lot of ones. For you. I feel like there's a ton of women.
No, because we went through a lot of them. A lot of them were couples.
There are a lot of couples. This one's not a couple. Well, you know what? All right, no, I'm going to do it because I've already gotten into it. I'm just so excited by this one. Fred Willard. Fred Willard. Masturbating in the adult movie theater.
So sad.
Leave him alone. Let him jerk off in an adult movie theater.
Yeah, it's not like it's just like a public place.
It's like, why are people going to these movies? Who was the person complaining that Fred Willard was jerking off in an adult movie theater? Why wasn't that person jerking off himself?
Why were they watching Fred Willard?
Isn't there a person who was hired at those movie theaters specifically to clean up the jizz on the floor? And where was this movie theater? Hasn't the internet destroyed these movie theaters?
It really raises more questions that can never be answered.
What was Fred Willard doing there? Why does anyone care? And like, oh god, I love Fred Willard. That dude is the funniest.
He's very funny.
Like, he's the type of guy you just want to be your grandpa.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's more like the type of dude that is your uncle. Fred Willard, maybe the person on this list I'd most like to hang out with. That dude just cracks me up.
Yeah, he'd be hilarious.
He'd be a great guest for the show.
But, like, okay, do you think that he's, like, secret? Is that an indicator that you're, like, very lonely in your personal life if you're masturbating in a public theater? Or is he just, like to, like, you know, show off a little bit?
I feel like Fred Willard is, like... Put it this way. You know how Bill Murray just, like, surprises people?
Yeah.
Like, there's all these Bill... For people that don't know, and I don't know who you are out there that listen to our show that doesn't know this, but Bill Murray does this thing where he likes to just show up at people's parties unannounced. Like, uninvited. Just shows up at people's parties and is Bill Murray. And everyone's like, fucking Bill Murray's here. If there's, like, another person that I think could just pull that off, but, like, on a much smaller, like,
B scale
for, like, people that knew him that would just be so excited that he showed up at the party, it would be Fred Willard.
Yeah, because you got to be super famous to make that awesome and not sad.
But he's got that same Bill Murray charm.
Yeah.
He's, like, yeah, like a very similar charisma and charm to Fred Willard and Bill Murray.
Yeah.
On a smaller scale.
Yeah.
Love Fred Willard. Fred Willard?
Maybe before I knew about the... movie theater incident.
So the movie theater incident really ruins that?
Well, like, it just, like, makes me think that he's super sad and lonely and can't get any woman.
So why is that? Why are you going to be just another person reinforcing that?
Also, he's a little bit... age appropriate. I don't even view him as being my age. I view, like, me in 10 years and him being a little bit younger. Then, yeah, definitely.
Okay. I can accept that. I feel like you'd...
get along with him.
You'd get along with him great.
I'd, like, date his characters. Yeah, sure.
You'd love Fred Willard.
Okay, so now I want to hear about...
I feel like you can spit a couple out at me. I feel like there's a bunch of really good ones on there.
All right, I want to hear about your views on Octomom.
Well, just like no for like I can give you 8 reasons off the bat. I actually went as Octomom for Halloween one year. I put on like a maternity gown and like... taped 8 babies to me. Like, I had like a string coming out of my pocket with like a baby tied to it. I had like stuffed in like my pants and just had like babies everywhere.
You as Octomom is so upsetting. It's an upsetting visual image.
And this year she became her big scandal. She became a porn star
and she just kept on talking about how she needed to pay for her kids.
How she's doing it to pay for her kids. That woman is the worst woman on earth. And those poor, poor, poor children.
I can't believe they haven't been taken away from
currently them. They're poor children. Eventually they're horrible people.
Yeah. Yeah. That's when does thing. That, when's the switch? Eight of them. When is a switch?
When do they turn from, like, these poor, poor, unfortunate souls? You know,
a couple
souls?
Will be fine. Because out of eight, a couple will, like, go through a rough year, become, like, a 14-year-old drug addict, and then, like, recover and, like, have a good life.
And just, like, realize that she, that they're just born into this really fucked up, yeah. crazy woman.
There'll be a
family.
Couple that are like the mom, and then there'll be a couple of sleazy guys, and then...
Or they could just all turn out bad.
No, they won't all turn out bad.
How can you say they won't all turn out bad?
Because so maybe like a
really,
family
like
with...
a really good family has, like, eight kids, one of them's definitely going to turn out rotten. Have you not seen the Brady Bunch or the Partridge Family?
I would say that, yeah, with eight siblings, there's a really high chance of, like, a couple of them being good.
Look, I think parenting just plays such a major role in it all.
But it's completely random. Think about how different you and your brother are.
Yeah, but me and my brother are both good people that were raised with morals and values.
Yeah, but lots of... You haven't met anyone who came from a shitty family.
I could very easily be a horrible person had I come from a bad family. That, like, I'm asking you, Rob, knowing me, am I not someone that you could see if I did not come from, like, a put-together family that, like, believed in, like, values and, like, infused moral fiber into me growing up, that I could have just turned out incredibly... way more selfish and rotten and, like, does not care about anyone.
I just think that a couple of them will get saved. That's just what I feel. I don't think all of them are going to be terrible.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. Octomom, like, A, like what is that vagina?
What if you just
anymore?
Had... What if you saw a picture of her and you had no reference?
Like, I feel like a picture of her and no reference
so if you're
whatsoever.
Like, if it's, yeah.
Look at this picture that from our...
Yeah, what if it was just, like, you had never heard of it, and I showed you a little headshot of her, a little body shot, it was like, yes or no? You'd totally say yes, it's only because you know her history.
She's like, this picture right here, she's looking good. I'm gonna go as far as to say when I first flipped onto this picture, I thought it was Angelina Jolie for a second.
There we go.
It's like knowing nothing about this crazy ass woman.
But you would learn pretty soon, even if you just had like have to date.
I feel like having a conversation with her would
yeah, she'd
would,
unravel.
Would point up to point out that there's something
yeah.
fishy going on here.
Yeah,
man, fight those breedism. Kids. Her shirt says fight breedism on it.
It has two dogs on it. I don't know what it means, though.
I don't think she knows what it means. I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this. Knowing nothing about Octomom whatsoever, and she, just this woman at a strip club is like, oh, give me a lap dance. Fine. Yeah, if I knew nothing about her, fine.
God.
But knowing anything about her is an instantaneous no fucking way.
You'd figure it out in like two sentences.
And it's not like I'm the type of person who just jumps into bed with someone like without at least having somewhat of a conversation. That's my path to the bedroom is having a conversation. There's nothing else about me that's winning you over into the bedroom other than my unbelievable charm and charisma in conversation.
All right, what about Amanda Bynes?
Oh, I mean, Amanda Bynes is smoking hot, childhood hero.
Really? I think she has a kind of gross little face.
No, she's just got total DSL.
What's that?
Dick sucking lips.
Oh, ew. Is that a thing that you look
never,
for?
You've never heard of DSL before?
The internet connection. Internet connection. No, I haven't heard that. Who's saying that to me?
No one.
No.
No, Amanda Bynes, yeah, she's just one of those girls that was like a little girl that grew up to be just a hot mess.
Is she a hot mess? So I thought she was fine, but apparently not.
She's getting into all sorts of hit and run accidents. She's
why
like,
are these people driving? Just hire a driver.
Hire a motherfucking driver. Like, you've already like hit and run. Like, how do you even have a license anymore?
She's also doing a bad hit and run job. She's getting caught.
And why do you keep running? Right. Have you not learned by how much you paid for the last hit and run that just, like, hit and stay?
Hit and stay.
I think she's drunk driving, hit and run. You know, fuck these celebrities and, like, not going to prison for, like... Like, they're going, like, eventually, like, Paris Hilton, like, hit, like, eight people and, like, murdered a family of seven. And they're like, all right, well, now you're going to prison for a month.
For one day. Yeah.
Like, Lindsay Lohan, how is she not just in prison all the time?
Yeah.
How does she keep getting other chances?
I don't know.
But Amanda Bynes, I'm feeling like she's clean downstairs. I wouldn't bet my house on it.
But yeah, you bet your dick on it.
But I might bet my dick on it. So I'm gonna go yes, Amanda Bynes.
Okay.
She's not all that, but she's but yeah. I'll give Amanda Bynes.
Okay.
My penis. All right, let's see. The Elmo guy. One of the weirdest.
He's gay. The whole thing is about him being gay.
Yeah, but it's not. Look, we're not doing the gay episode.
So no, obviously not.
Is he like? I thought like something came out about the scandal where like he didn't actually do it.
The thing is that, like, it's not non-consensual sex. None of the guys are like, he raped me. It's like, I was 17 and we were dating.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
And how old was he?
He's old.
They were 17?
Yeah, they were under age of 18, but they're not like, he didn't rape me. We were just dating and it was really young.
And they were gay?
Yeah.
And they are gay?
Yeah.
This world.
It's kind of weird. I don't know like what you really say. No, don't fuck 17-year-olds if you're 51. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't fuck 17-year-olds. You can find another gay guy.
Well, you know, it's not. I feel like it's not as easy as people think. Just like find people to have sex with when you're Elmo. People aren't running on the street like, hey, you're Elmo.
You're just a dude. You don't have to tell people what your job is.
Yeah, but I'm saying he's just a dude, and he met some 17-year-old guy that he.
It wasn't one though. It was like many.
Like somebody's proclivity for slightly underage men.
Yeah, it is slightly underage. That's when it's not fully.
And they are men.
Well, boy toys.
Okay, so you're just saying no.
Yeah, no, he's gay. He's not interested. And also, he's not cute if you look at pictures of him.
Right, that's an easy one. A weird, weird scandal. Strange. Strange stuff going on.
All right. Well, let's wrap this one up. We did the big ones.
No, there's a couple more going. We got to do a few more.
Okay.
don't get angry.
I'm extremely sick.
This is our end of year episode.
Just listeners, I'm just very sick and ill, and I just need to rest. But I will continue talking about sex.
It's our end. The time when Robin least wants to have sex ever. But there's a couple more on here that I just have to get through.
Okay, a couple
more big ones that I've been saving towards the end.
Okay, fine.
And there's a couple big ones you haven't given me yet.
Yes, fine. Okay, so.
So, you know, you're trying to throw one at me.
Halle Berry.
Oh, I mean, like, is there even a question? Who wouldn't have sex with Halle Berry?
Me.
Who wouldn't? The only thing I'm afraid of with Halle Berry is getting the ever-loving shit kicked out of me by her boyfriend. Like, oh my god. I don't think you knew about this. You haven't seen the pictures. That guy got fucked.
Wait, so it was her ex-boyfriend?
Her ex-boyfriend was beat up by, like, her current fiancé.
Oh, no, that's sad.
Like the ex-boyfriend, like, came to her property or something. Like, to wear her back. I don't know what he was doing.
Very dangerous.
But fucked up. Like, it is bad how bad he got beaten up.
That's terrible.
Real, real bad.
So maybe not. You'd probably be scared. I'd be scared.
Almost worth it, though. She is so hot. She might go onto that list of, like, the three people
Kim
that would
Kardashian,
give me
Halle Berry.
I mean, maybe she is just, like, unreal how good-looking that woman is.
I always wish her hair was longer. I don't like her short little hair.
She's, you know, I for some reason, I have a thing. I've dated a lot of girls with short hair. I've had kind of short hair. It's not even that, like, I like girls with short hair over girls with long hair.
Just happens.
I've just happened to date a lot of girls that have short hair. So, okay. So, Halle Berry, big yes, though I'm afraid of her boyfriend. Mm. One of the biggest scandals of the year, if not the top scandal of the year, General Petraeus.
Do you know where I talk about this? Just in our real life, do we talk about it?
I think we have talked about it in real life.
He's not very good looking.
You don't find him, like, rugged and, I mean, he's a general.
But he's not rugged. He looks like he weighs, like, 90 pounds.
That is a bad, powerful motherfucker.
Like, he always has his jacket on. The jacket looks too big for him. That's why I don't like him.
How did he, like, let this fucking happen?
How did he not have his, like, information controlled?
Seriously, it makes me nervous that he was running our CIA and he can't even keep his bitches in line.
Right? It's not even that many. It's not like five. It's just two.
It was two. And the whole story is hilarious about how it all came out, too.
Yeah.
It's like the funniest thing. I learned about it shortly after the fact, but it's like cheating on one bitch with another bitch. Keeping it classy, right now on the show.
Super classy.
And then that girl was all like thinking that he was cheating with someone else. So she started like sending threatening messages or something. Oh, this chick that he wasn't having an affair with, blown up everything.
It's like, all fucked up.
Tiger Woods, General Petraeus. If you're gonna cheat with people that can keep their mouth shut.
But you just don't know who.
Like, keep it at your level. Like,
you know the part of you that's picking who to cheat with, not the brain.
Yeah, it's just like, it's like, come on. There are plenty of, like, beautiful women that will cheat with you that are somewhat on your level. That somewhat don't want it to get out as much as you don't want it to
get out. You need to get, like, another married woman. You can't get the same woman.
Like, why isn't Tiger Woods cheating with, like, Halle Berry? You know, Halle Berry would be like, oh, fucking, yeah, Tiger Woods. And, like, right. I don't want people to know I'm fucking Tiger Woods. And Tiger Woods doesn't want people to know he's fucking me. Like, just keep, like, don't be, like, banging trashy ass, like,
but that's just what it is, though. You want that. You just want that. You don't want another responsible person. You want $10
wages, and then they're like, "Hey, Tiger, can you lend me like $100 to pay off this thing?" And he's like, "No." And you have $1 billion. You deserve everything you got, Tiger Woods.
They all do.
And don't get married again, Derek Jeter.
Yeah, why are these people getting married?
Derek Jeter, George Clooney. Don't get married.
Yeah, if it's not what you want, don't just trick some woman into it.
You see, I need to get married because I need them to sign the contract. So General Petraeus, so he's a no?
No. He's definitely a no.
He's a smart guy, powerful guy.
Yeah, but he obviously isn't trustworthy and he's not that smart. He can't get his bitches in line.
I mean,
so it's like, best case scenario, I'm the wife that gets to, like, hang out with him, and that's not even very good.
Okay.
Okay, so what about this, let's do an oldie but a goodie, Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton, splurring homophobic comments,
right,
was her scandal this year. Dumb as nails, but I mean, yeah,
just because she's like cute enough.
Just, yeah, just
like
I kind of want to have like very unenthusiastic sex with her where she's like not really into it. Like, maybe she's like smoking a cigarette and just kind of doing what I need. You know, basically, like, Paris Hilton's like a better blow-up doll to me.
Aww.
Like a blow-up doll with a pulse. Not necessarily a heartbeat. Alright. Another one of the best scandals of the year. Angus T. Jones. Also a great name for someone to go so nutty.
I have no idea who that is.
That's the 2.5 Men kid who started spewing all that crap. Like, it was like, one second I was all with him. I was like, yeah, fuck that show.
Right.
Angus T. Jones, stand up for what's right. And then you would find out it was like this whole religious thing. Like, right. Ugh.
And he's like following this crazy preacher who like thinks that people in New York City eat their babies. Isn't this
what is wrong with people? What is wrong with people?
That's so extreme.
What will our show turn into if we become celebrities? Will we be like, yeah, they're fucking eating babies in New York? And like, are we going to go crazy?
No, comedians don't go crazy.
Are you joking?
What way do they go crazy?
Richard Jenny?
I don't know who that is.
He's the comedian that committed suicide like the other year.
That's not crazy. That's just depressed.
They go depressed, but that's
just yeah, they already were.
They already were.
They're not going to have, like, stupid religious things, though. No comedians get famous and get religious.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
I guess that's true. That's like, remember when Fox News tried to have a comedy show?
No.
They tried to have, like, their own daily show.
Were they all religious?
But, like, what is a Fox News daily show, like?
Just making slurs about, like, gay people. That's all it is.
Yeah, and then she got an abortion.
Ha 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 ha. Now she's burning in hell.
Now she's burning in hell.
Ha 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 ha.
All right, so Angus T. Jones.
No. I mean,
but how about Charlie Sheen?
Charlie Sheen, like, okay, 100% young Charlie Sheen. He is over the hill now. He's past his prime. He looks a little weird,
But aren't you curious?
I would be, like when he's in Ferris Bueller, just so hot. So hot. So, yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to try to deny the hotness of Charlie Sheen. But now, no. He, like, is too old. And, like, you know how trashy that would be. Just, like, he, like,
trying to get you. But there still are, like he... Like, you say no, but he has some sort of power over women. Because there's...
Over really dumb women.
There is every reason in the world not to have sex with Charlie Sheen.
But there's a... Every woman that he fucks is so dumb. Like, they're retarded.
Are they?
They're so stupid.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
I feel like he's been an intelligent woman, too.
No, maybe he used to be, but not anymore. They're not living in his palace and, like, sucking his dick whenever. That's not happening.
I just feel like he's a charmer.
He's
a charmer like nobody else is a charmer.
But he's really good meat that's kind of gone bad.
And he's like, he's just got that carefreeness. There's just that.
Before he went crazy. This is, yes, before he went crazy. Maybe, yes, 5 years ago. But, like, he broke up. He still has those things.
You don't want any of that tiger blood in you?
He's also he's broken now. He really is, like, a little fragile and kind of crazy and out of control.
So no on Charlie.
But when he's young, yes, definitely, just not now.
All right, you want to throw like one or two more at me, and then we'll wrap this up.
All right. So I really only have one that I want to do. I just want to ask you about the ultimate Hollywood scandal queen, Lindsay Lohan.
I was hoping you'd go with Lindsay Lohan. There's like this whole conundrum of like again. So trashy, so dirty.
So trashy. She's also starting to have work done.
She's like almost Charlie Sheen herself at like 25 or whatever she is.
Yeah.
But goddamn, if that girl is not hot.
Yeah, she is. She's still cute.
She is very attractive. But like, you know, there's this weird thing I have.
But she could be so much hotter now at the same age if she had just not been crazy.
Taking care of herself. Here's the thing. The thing that would keep me from doing it is I just feel like I know in my heart that she smells.
Smells bad?
Yeah, I just feel like she smells bad. It's in the sense that just like the alcohol and the cigarettes and the drugs and just whatever's going on downstairs is just probably causing her to not...
You're thinking downstairs she smells bad.
I'm thinking she just smells bad. Like,
that's such
a
weird theory.
Like, I'm just telling you. I'm like, I'm sure she wears perfume, and the perfume, there's like this smells like a turd with perfume on it.
Okay.
I just have this feeling that makes sense,
because she's a drug addict. She's a drug addict that, like...
I feel like she's going to have that bad breath.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, I'm not going to want to put my face anywhere near what's going on down below.
Right.
And I just feel like there's just going to be, like, a sweatiness and just, like, a, like, just...
She's not healthy.
She just thinks she's smelly. I just really believe that Lindsay Lohan is a smelly person.
That is such a weird theory, like, but it makes sense.
I'm like, you're hot, but you just smell... You smell on the cover of this Variety magazine right here. You just smell.
She does not have her shit together.
Not have her shit together. And I'm just... I bet money that she smells.
Yeah, that's not a bad theory. Especially the breath. I'll definitely give you the breath. And again,
and the vagina.
She's trying to keep it up. She's smoking the cigarette, then she's popping a mint, but she doesn't know how much she smells like cigarettes. She thinks as soon as the mint goes in, she's eliminated everything.
No, it's like my good friend who chain smokes cigars. Like, God, you reek. He's like, well, I've only had like 3 cigars today.
Right,
it's
right.
Like, you're insane.
Right, yeah. Yeah, because you know that her sense of herself is completely warped.
Totally warped. Totally whacked out.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay. So kind of, but not really. You don't want to.
Like pure aesthetic. If I'm just having sex with the aesthetic of Lindsay Lohan, definitely yes. If I'm having sex with Lindsay Lohan, it would be a situation where it would probably be hard for me to turn up if I was like fucking wasted and just like, oh, get over the smell and wear a condom.
Right.
But I'm gonna say no.
Okay. Okay.
Merry Murder Fuck?
Yeah.
Bring the year to a close?
That's right.
Epic Merry Murder Fuck?
I'll try. Don't make it too hard. Okay. So, do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
All right. So, on this Merry Murder Fuck, I'm just going to give you... we're going to go Rihanna, Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, my God. I have to marry one of these women?
To marry one of them.
All right. I'm going to marry Paris Hilton.
Whoa.
Because of all of them, I'm like down to inherit a fortune.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, she doesn't have control over all her money.
In a weird way, of them, she's the one with her shit most together.
Yeah. Well, just because she's out of the limelight.
She's out of the limelight. She's not got, like, all these... Like, I'm like, a little bit afraid of Rihanna, but Rihanna's who I'm fucking.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay.
For sure. Like,
okay.
Would be my top fuck of the three.
All right.
And Lindsay Lohan is, like, do everyone a favor.
Oh, including her. Oh.
No, but yes. All right. I'm sorry, I'm apologizing.
There's a lot of people this week.
I'm apologizing because I can't.
Oh, think you're gonna
of,
like, give me really terrible ones.
I can't really think of a good round, so I'm gonna go.
We went over so many people. I said yes, but they're.
But it's not as easy to, like, get, like, an even
fine
series as John Travolta.
Oh, kill
Elmo.
The guy.
The Elmo guy.
Oh,
no. And, Hulk Hogan.
Why do you do this to me? Do you see, I gave you Rihanna. You know how attractive she is? You're giving me the guy that kind of molested 17-year-old boys, but really just fucked them.
I think that's the most interesting for you to answer of, like, of all the ones I could choose.
Hulk Hogan, John Travolta, Elmo guy. Well, I'm going to have to go marry and then eventually divorce Hulk Hogan. So apparently,
he's not very good with his prenup.
Apparently, he calls money.
Okay.
So that's fine. I'm by myself. I'm fucking some new young guy, and he's getting upset and having really awful quotes about murdering me. And then I would just have to stick with my gut and kill John Travolta. And I guess maybe I could, whatever, it'd be really weird sex with someone who's definitely gay and into puppets, but whatever, it would just happen, and then I would go back to my house alone with my new boy toy that Hulk Hogan had paid for.
All right, that's,
the end of the year.
That's the new year, and our longest episode.
Well, there's so many people.
There were a ton of people. That was a fun one.
It was good.
Our year-end recap. That's an annual thing if this show lasts another year.
And we'll see you in January.
Happy New Year, everybody. Bye-bye. And bye. You do.